Video from the downed drone released. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pentagon says it shows definitively the Russian aircraft were the aggressors.
The Defense Department says the Russian plane physically attacked the unmanned American MQ-9 drone, damaging the propeller and forcing the U.S. to crash the $30 million drone into the water. Russia has suggested this new video doesn't actually show the jet contacting the drone, but the Biden administration says Russia is responsible for its unsafe behavior.
Fox's Matt Finn.
The Defense Department says it appears Russia is attempting to recover our drone, but the U.S. thinks it's very unlikely that Russia will be able to because it crashed in extremely deep water.
Without naval assets in the Black Sea, currently the U.S. has no way to attempt a recovery. Ukraine will get fighter jets, not from the U.S., at least not yet, but NATO ally Poland says it will send 29 MiG fighters to Ukraine to help defend against the Russian invasion. There's been another train derailment. This one in Kentucky, 21 cars leaving the tracks after the engineer had to slam on the brakes because of a large truck stuck on a crossing. No hazardous chemicals aboard. The train was hauling vehicles. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen grilled about two recent bank failures in a hearing yesterday of the Senate Finance Committee.
Yellen tried to calm fears.
Our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Senators asked why Signature Bank poured its money into risky investments. The GOP says inflation triggered higher interest rates, and that cost SVB. Democrats said well-heeled interest softened banking regulations 5 years ago.
Fox's Chad Pergram, committee chair, Ohio Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown, promising an investigation into the bank regulators. Wall Street rallied yesterday, the Dow gaining 372 points, NASDAQ up 283. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Prosecutors in Florida say they have now charged a third person with last year's shooting death of a Microsoft executive.
Jared Bridegan was gunned down along a Jacksonville Beach road a year ago with his toddler daughter present, and since then, police have charged an alleged hitman, Henry Tenen, for a murderous conspiracy. Tenen pleaded guilty, saying it was he who pulled the trigger.
He has agreed to testify truthfully against those he worked with to murder Jared Bridegan.
Prosecutor Melissa Nelson adds Tenen implicates the ex-wife's current husband, Mario Fernandez, who will now face a first-degree murder charge and a possible death sentence. Bridegan was 33 and a software developer for Microsoft. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
California's Governor Newsom has announced a plan to distribute 1,200 small homes around the state to help ease the state's homeless problem. Says it's only a start.
Jared Bridegan,
things under the rug or kicking people off the streets and sidewalks and claiming a job well done. That doesn't do justice to the injustice that is perpetuated because our inability to reconcile the larger issues of wealth and income inequality.
The first few hundred small homes could be built and ready for occupancy in Sacramento this summer. In Canada, authorities have busted a drug mule with wings.
A pigeon spotted in a British Columbian prison wearing a makeshift backpack used, prison officials say, for smuggling drugs into the joint. This about 2 months after another pigeon was discovered at a nearby prison carrying crystal meth over the walls. Using homing pigeons to smuggle drugs into prisons is an old-school technique that's been used for decades. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.